What lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag?
All right, welcome back. Episode
102.
But we're having a conversation. We're having a conversation. Okay, we can't put Poet and Swift against each other.
Why?
Because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It'd be a chelation.
Swift is like 6'1", Poet's like 5'3".
Poet's like a 5'3" Oaxacan, you know what I
asked if your homie groups fought, who would win?
Well, it depends.
And they have so many homies, I have like four. Dinner. That's like your mutual homie.
No, but Dinner's
so
mine.
Not him.
Okay, not Dinner.
But like...
No, Vic can claim Dinner too.
We could claim Dinner.
Yeah, well, that's his family.
So, yeah,
I've known Dinner for a long time. But
so then the only like natural ones, there's the closest ones that to both of you, Swift and Poet. So if they fought,
I mean, yeah, Swift would win.
Swift would probably beat out of Poet.
Yeah,
but if we put like Dinner against Swift, I think Dinner beat.
It's funny because I feel like Swift would be Poet, but also like making him laugh or like also like, hey bro, sorry I had to hit you. I'm just kidding. But bam, yeah, I know they got a black eye, but look, you can wear these guys, but bam, like.
I wish I didn't have to do this. Kapow!
Yeah.
But yeah, I think if you were to put, but see, like fighting somebody like Dinner is dangerous because he's a lefty. Mm.
Oh,
so when Dinner fights, bro, like,
yeah,
everybody's thrown off. Knock fools out, damn.
Because they didn't expect it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because the lefty's dangerous. When you're a lefty, when you're a zurdo, but except Dinner will make way. Mm-mm.
Zurdo has a fight coming up, and I'm very excited for him to make way.
Shout out Zurdo. Hopefully you make way, Perrito.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I've been in fights with both of them though.
Really?
With Swift. Swift's been there with me beating up some ops and Poet too. But I've
really?
Seen Poet miss a punch. It's very terrible. Like, you ever seen a cartoon like
where
they like
fly?
Miss and they spin and they go into the world and come back?
Shut he missed so bad that it spun him around.
It was terrible. It was terrible.
Man.
I'm like, boy, you're just
got it. Now he gotta like steal off on somebody just to make up for it.
Yeah,
like unprovoked attack.
Did you ever see someone like Anderson and Ramirez?
Oh, like you saw the baseball players get down?
Oh, yeah.
Tim Anderson and Jose Ramirez.
Dog, that was damn nimbles. That was
I've never seen that on the baseball field. Like a legit, like put them dukes up.
Yeah.
Like,
and they literally moved the umpire to the side. They're yeah. Like, yeah.
No, the umpire was great. He was like,
Dump was like,
he's like, he thought he was a referee.
Dump was like, stop this fight or get beat up by a bunch of Dominicans. He was like, let me just get out the way. Bro, enough. And fool, that fool hit him with the swing banger.
Yeah.
And you know what it is? It looks like he only
swing
hit him.
Swing banger.
It looks like he only hit him with like this. Mm-hmm. But I could tell, like, baseball players, they're pretty strong, bro. Like, you know, they got to work a lot of. Bro, that hit, that shit slept that fool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if you slow-mo it, freaking Anderson didn't get not one punch landed on,
nope.
on Ramirez. He missed. He dodged them all. Ooh, 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 ooh. Like they almost all landed and he dodged them all.
He started it.
Yeah. And he just threw a haymaker.
Yeah.
Like it landed.
Yeah.
It didn't land.
That's what I'm saying. Like he was like, if this one comes.
He didn't even have like a good line of sight or anything.
No.
Yeah.
Bro, I was like, they're letting them squabble down. The manager was like, it's not funny, but it's hard not to chuckle at the fact that, like, these fools went pound for pound. I'm surprised Letty didn't interview them right before. Today. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, them fools were fighting, bro. I was like, dude.
So at their weigh-in?
Yeah.
All the funniest shit happened today. Like, Nate Diaz fighting Jake Paul. It looked like a alcoholic out there.
Today?
Just the weekend. It was just so much random.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Poor Paul. You can get
I like your glossy nails.
Appreciate that, brother.
Why do you stop your VIP bracelet? You're crazy.
Just know with a bander, boy.
You're so ratchet.
Wow. Dog, I thought I was being ratchet. Mm-hmm. You were at a different level.
This is Hardfest?
This Hard. Yeah, shout out Hard Summer. I had a great time.
Did you see Cudi?
I let them know how much of a Cudi fan you are. And I promise I was like, for Letty, I'm going to go see Cudi. But they all put on an amazing set.
Oh, they're different.
Different Ooh. Stages, yeah. Wow. And it was a lot of and the closers, it was a lot of legends. It was like the Martinez brothers were playing. They're two brothers from New York.
Yeah.
And they were playing, and then De Oro was playing, Skrillex and Forte were playing, Fire. And then Kid Cudi was playing.
Oh, damn.
So everybody was like,
wow.
Where do we go?
Where do we go? And then we decided just to go show support to De Oro. Bro, and De Oro put on a set. He brought out OGZ.
That's fire.
Shout out your boy.
Hey.
Why? Connecting dots.
Oh.
That's hard as fuck.
OGZ, I'm OGZ in your magic. You guys want to reach out to me? Nah, but bro, De Oro put on amazing. And De Oro's like, That's where you go see some of the, that's where you go find the fucking the Latina mommies. Cause you know, he finna play some cumbias, he'll add some little, and then he'll add the.
But the ones you can manipulate, they're at Kid Cudi. The sad ones. Yeah. Sad ones. The little broken ones. The cortavenas. Wait, stop. What?
Dude, check yourself. I saw Ludacris. Bro, when he did Baby, just know the crowd was going
the
up.
Justin Bieber
Justin
song?
Bieber collab?
Dude, I ain't gonna lie. I saw Fat Joe too.
What? They were all there?
I feel like I was with two guys. Just some hip hop. But Fat
now
Joe?
Now you know who they are.
Hey, okay, first of all.
Hey, how about when we're interviewing Eslabon Armado, the corrido head, got the album wrong. Remember when he's like, yeah, because your guys cortavenas, and they're like, that's a different,
No,
we were interviewing Grupo Frontera, and you said, said cortavenas, and we're like, that's Eslabon Armado.
No, I said, fuck, their music is cortavenas.
Yeah. That's Eslabon Armado.
No, their music is depressing. That's, but Kid Cudi's music is cortavenas.
For sure.
I ain't gonna lie, I wanted to go see Kid Cudi. I maybe would have been able to
day and night
manipulate somebody's head. Come on, baby, I'll give you the world. Like your man.
Yeah, I'll take you to the moon.
Yeah, football. I mean, was it? I wanted to go to see Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah.
But
I'm on a pursuit.
Did you run into my friend Deirdre the cop?
She was there.
Did you see the? Oh, you didn't. You got your phone stolen.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about that. What the hell happened?
Just thieves at these raves, man.
Pickpocket.
Pickpocketed, brother.
Oh.
But honestly, I'm glad they just took the phone and not my wallet. I would have been way more out.
Yeah.
Because then without the wallet, I can't get a new phone. I can't buy a new phone.
True.
So there was a raver girl that went up to Deirdre, who's a cop, and they gave her coke.
Insert picture here.
Oh. Dude,
a little bottle of coke.
That's hilarious. Dude, you know what? There was some baddie cops.
Yeah.
I was
over
there. I was flirting it up. Jeez.
Why she's flirting with Deirdre?
Was she flirting with Deirdre?
No, because she would have told you. She would have been like,
I know
you.
She watched her body cam footage.
Hey, does she have blonde hair right now?
No, she doesn't.
Oh, there was this baddie little cop. Me and the homies were like, Mrs. Officer. And she was just like, because, you know, they like got to be hella
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
Like, but she was like, but honestly, shout out the cops. Because they were
I follow this cop.
Them fools were being cool as fuck.
Yeah, like, cops are cool. Well, like, some cops are cool.
Yeah, because, you know, we're like, everybody's walking and we're pre-gaming while drinking and them fools wearing like, hey. And then, bro, I almost got in a fight for the first day. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for my Uber and I was like this close to a Tesla and this dude was like, look at all my Tesla. I'm gangster, homie. And I was
what
like,
what the hell?
And I was so drunk off the Four Loko. I was like this, like. And the cops were like, everybody just go their own ways. But I was just so confused. I was like,
bro, that happened to me at the strip club on Saturday, too.
What happened?
No, literally the exact same. Like, I was inside the strip club. I was a Swift. And then this dude, he was in the section. We were standing right outside of it. And then he was like, hey, you fools stepped on my section. We were like, no, he didn't. But he was specifically talking to, like, Swift. Like he had a problem with him, but we weren't even doing anything. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, what are you talking about? You're tripping. And then he turns around. He's like, yeah, I'm tripping. I was like, okay, let's trip. Like, and then.
Yeah, so Vic's like,
no.
Bro, come on. Dude knows me. Yeah, Dude knows me.
I've heard you kicked someone before.
Yeah. He wanted to start a fight. I'm like, bro, we're at the strip club for what? Like
there's.
Yeah, bro. What? Come on. And then the security came, whatever. Got distracted. But, yeah.
So, Vic, you've been going through shenanigans this whole weekend. And me and Letty had an intervention about you, brother.
An intervention? Without him?
We want to know if you're okay.
I'm great.
Dude.
I'm fucking great. Yikes, I'm having a great time.
Why are you tweeting so much? Why are you Xing so much? Shout out my exes.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, like, I'm just having a good time.
Dude, the story of... So, you don't know, but we know that, all right? Swift has me and Letty on his close friends.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out, Swift.
Shout out, Swift. Yeah. Bro, Vicky.
Oh, okay. Now I know.
Like, Atalanta was crazy.
It was crazy. It was a crazy, fun time. I ran into a lot of fans. Shout out to fans I ran into. They were asking me for you guys, and I was like, I don't know where they're at. I think Duno's being right now. But
It's crazy because I run into fans, too, and I never grab them on their hips. I've never, like...
Yeah, no, I would never. But
and Mac get backstage while the homie Too Deep is performing.
Yeah, that would be wild if anybody did that. But it was a great time. It was a great time. Nina Sky was there. Frankie J was there.
Dude, I seen Frankie J.
Yeah. Shung, shung, I ain't get to fly. But shout out to, why you guys looking at me like that? Can you stop?
I don't know. I promised you I wouldn't say anything.
Can we insert the video? No. We have it. Just not let these crew record it.
Why are you blaming it on me?
Somebody has to take the blame, brother.
Oh my God.
No, dude, Letty was like, dude, look at Vic. Then I was like, dude, that's hilarious. And it's like, I don't even know what's playing in the
background. Duno said, and he clowns me for what I catch at the club.
Yeah, Vic caught it at Pershing Square. She was probably homeless.
Oh, you're down bad, my boy.
She was a mini tanks.
Wow.
Damn.
Just having you, a, you know, good time at Reggaetonlandia, you know, supporting the people.
If you could tell the mini tank from the back.
Yeah. Little Astro van.
Yeah. That's, like, that shit with a little mini van pops. Like,
one hair appointment to fix that little root problem, and she's good.
Yeah. Oh, dad. I was like, Letty said it to me. She's like, he could never clown you. So, you know, Letty was...
You're blaming me, Duno. You're the one that posted him on live. Like, this.
Oh, dude.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Bro, why are you at the strip club on live talking about where the thing is at?
Yeah.
Bro, you're
look at
fucking,
the ass in front of you.
Look at that fool. You've been holding the hour this whole weekend. It was hilarious. Watching your tweet. Can we read some of Vic's tweets? I'm the type to holler at a bottle girl, make her my girlfriend, then break up with her because she's a bottle girl.
Oh, Vic.
Yeah, I had that realization about myself at the club. I was like, oh, I would talk to this girl, and then I would break up.
You break up with
her
because you'd be like, dude, if I talk to you, how many guys do this?
No, not only that, because I would just be a complete hypocrite.
You're like,
and
do
be
something
like,
better with your life.
Yeah, like I would be like, even though that's how I met her, like I would be a complete hypocrite.
Oh, then he said he met the Mexican Sexy Red.
Mexi Red? Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
he wants to date a Thea.
They were playing Sexy Red. I was in the vibe. There was like a Mexican Sexy Red lookalike. I was just like, damn, it's Mexi Red.
What else did he Genesis? I mean, X. Oh.
What?
I feel like Vic is going through a lot right now, you guys. And I feel like we should be here for him.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going through anything.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy because the world can see it.
¿Cuál dedo quieres que me chupe, brother?
What? Finish it. Yeah, no, it's a saying.
It's a saying. Like,
if you think I'm a kid, you think I'm a...
Like you think I'm stupid.
Yeah.
¿Cuál dedo quieres? So my mom would tell me, I was like, Mom, I didn't tag yesterday. And then I have with a big ass paint scar on my face, and she's like, ¿Cuál es lo quieres que me chupe? We all understand when Vic's going through a breakup, he does this thing where he's outside, and it kind of feels like he forgets that he's a dad sometimes.
Yeah. Where was your kid at?
With his mom.
With his mom.
It felt very like.
It wasn't my weekend.
Go to sleep, Vic.
No.
It wasn't my weekend.
It wasn't my weekend. What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. You were everywhere.
I also was very productive. I went to a lot of pop-ups. Shout out Ralphie the Plugs pop-up. Awful lot of dead homies. Money Sign Sways pop up.
Yeah.
Happy birthday,
I know what it's like to have to keep busy.
You gotta keep busy. You guys know I started.
You can't have a stagnant moment. Because once you have a stagnant moment, it's a spiral.
I got into this new game.
Yeah, it's just like
have you guys ever played Need for Speed? I played Need for Speed a lot this weekend. Going really, really fast. And then trying to drive after that is like very challenging because you feel like you're still on the Need for Speed road. So you want to crash into cops or something or like near misses.
Just so you know, I saw it like the first day.
I saw it.
And then he like was like, what? It's fine. Or trying to weave around it. Yeah. And it's like, but we can all tell like it's going to be easier on you if you just let it out and cry.
I saw it.
This is what girls do.
He's going to cry.
It's okay.
He's going to jail. And now he's
from jail.
Why does it have to be jail?
He stays in counties, man. He stays in counties.
But you know,
there's this song that I like to play. We're only play like a couple seconds of it.
Oh my God. And you know what's crazy? I saw it at the Grupo Frontera thing.
Look it.
Because there were some baddies.
Yep.
The lyrics right here says, Me sobran los culos, las bucanas y los de cien. Todo anda bien. Isn't it a great
at the group before that I think we're sitting there and then I'm like yeah you know we've been vibing and Vic's like I could see him on demon mode.
I wasn't on demon mode. Yeah.
He's like looking. He's like ooh. And
he's zoned in on a green target.
Yeah, literally.
No.
And then what's it called? You left. So we stayed, bro. Vic was front row. Am I lying, Jose and Maximo? Vic was front row.
Taking selfies.
Bro, he was singing by himself? Dog. Like.
I'm having a great
time. Grupo Frontera.
No, sir, but bro, he's like, he's doing this.
It's
I'm
a
like,
very intimate show, by the way. Super
yes.
Cool.
And Vic looked like he's about to throw his bra up there. You know, he's just like, he's like this. he's going crazy, and I'm like, dude, Vic, are you okay? And he's like, fool, I'm just chilling.
I'm great.
Hey, Mitch, why, just because I
was
one more?
I was singing Karim León's part extra hard.
Dog,
you deberías estar aquí.
Oh my god. See, this is the thing, and this is I'm no one to like. Clearly, I'm just me. It doesn't matter. But I think you have to go through it. But to deny it ruins your own little healing journey, which everybody is on, because you can't say you're not, because then that would make whatever you had a lie. And it's like, I really truly believe you cared.
Yeah.
So it's like to say that, this shit is nothing or whatever, it would be like you're just denying yourself.
You might be right.
Because then like 2 months ago, Vic, like it's like I saw that. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, he took it a different way.
It had to be real.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I just, it's like you guys are like, oh, you're going through it. But I feel like I'm not going through anything. Yeah. But it might hit me later.
Yeah.
Who knows? You know what I'm saying?
I just think it was.
Or you might get hit by Astro Man.
The mini tag gotta go to Lange. Stupid. But I think, I also just think, I'm like, dude, I'm like the homie Vic. He just needs to be alone for a while.
That's what I'm doing. I'm dolo.
You don't need flings.
You don't need rebounds.
You just need get your chora licked and go home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Or get your chora licked at your house and then send her home.
Yeah.
That's a crazy visual.
Vic getting his chora
licked? No, just like lick and leave. Lick and leave.
Oh, lick and leave.
Ladies, you're going to lick and leave.
Instead of LOL, L-A-L?
lick and leave.
What I'm saying is like, just get your chora licked without any emotion.
Yeah.
I feel like you have a thing where you get your chora licked and fall in love.
Mm. Yeah.
Sometimes you need the chora licking.
Yeah. I'm not trying to, you know.
You know, but be safe, use condoms.
Yeah, of course. You know? I'm just to myself right now, and it feels good, you know? It's healing time.
Mm-hmm. What is Vic like? Who is Vic? What is his? Yeah. What are his favorite things? What is his favorite flower? Like, you know, that's self-love.
Exactly. Self-love.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And focusing a lot just on like work and stuff. But like
maybe go to church?
Yeah. But like a different one?
Wait, Vic, you went to church right before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was actually,
if anyone's
really
gonna
cool.
go to church where it's gonna be me.
Yeah, it was actually really cool.
Did you like alabare or not?
No, it was like it's like modern. Like the dude was wearing like Travis Scott's.
In English, right?
Yeah, it was in English.
You actually went to church?
So you can't have gone to church. That church shows me true love. Bro. Yeah. Church is great. Shout out all the fools that go to church.
Yes.
I feel like people that go to, like, shout out people that go to church, right? Like, I think God is great.
There you go.
All the time, God is great, right? Or whatever the saying is. Shout out Jesus. I like him too. What I'm saying is, like, damn, you went to church? What'd you wear? Did you wear a free money signed suede?
No. I forgot what I think I tried to be like as like appropriate, but I don't really have any like dressy clothes.
I felt like you wore sky blue because heaven or something.
I don't remember what I wore.
That went all white. Like
I probably had like I probably have like one collared shirt and I probably busted it out.
And she was Christian or Catholic?
Christian.
Oh, those are scary, brother.
They're not scary.
Not that bad.
No.
Maximo, you were part of like a cult, right? As a kid?
I guess you could say that.
Hey, Vic, thank you for being open. What the fuck happened to you?
Yeah.
What happened to me? Where?
Yeah, what's up with you and baby girl? The Dutch bro.
Shout out to Dutch bro. I still haven't been there, but I heard great things about
it. Yeah, what happened?
What happened with that?
Just not that. That's just
talk about it.
There's nothing to talk about, baby.
What do you mean? You sound more going through it than Vic.
Yeah, you were like using honey packs in your
with the buzz ball. That was crazy.
How is that not a cry for help?
Mm-hmm. Okay. At least he's talking to girls. You're doing that. You're drinking a buzz ball and a honey pack with a bunch of fools.
Sometimes you got to explore your options. Huh?
Whoa.
Just because we didn't pose the bitches doesn't mean there wasn't no bitches.
You sound like there was no bitches.
There was
no you're sounding crazy.
So I have a girlfriend that goes to a
different
school.
He's talking is like how we saw you. So now he's
a teacher. I didn't know you were going to turn on me.
You snitched me. You fucking ratted me out. You trying to say that. It's me.
It was you. I have the text messages. But there was holes. That thing, I promise
there
you.
Was holes.
There was
some
holes. There were some holes there.
Oh, yeah. They're right. Out at heart.
But I'm talking about your main one.
Yeah, what happened to her?
What about the main one?
Talk about it.
I'm you guys chilling. Fell off?
No, we didn't fall off.
You guys took
it
a step back?
It sounds like you fell off.
Did we take a step back? I just been hella busy.
He fucking spit a tequila shot in another girl's mouth for sure.
I forgot about that. She took a step back.
Yeah. Probably. When's the last time you drove to Fontana?
It's been a while, brother.
Yeah, exactly.
I did it one time. Denied. I couldn't do it no more. No, I just, honestly, like, I'm right now, like, my main goals is, like, I've been onto the acting shit. Mm-hmm. The pod is doing great, so I'm like focused here. I got Figment Media World. I'm focused there.
I love you. You're not focused here. So what are you doing?
I am focused here.
I love you. You are not focused here.
Am I not focused here?
You didn't even
We're focused on Thursday.
Mm. Why'd you just moan?
I told you we were going to drop on Friday. No. You're like, I never saw it. And I literally screenshot and sent it to you. You were not focused.
And he's been extra horny.
There are more than one.
I missed one thing this week. But other than that, I didn't know there was a phone call today.
Your horniness.
Obviously, I'm not focused. I'm just uninformed.
Otro. I'm out the loop.
I'm out the loop. But I've been hella fucking busy.
Okay. Like, you've always been busy.
No, but like this movie shit, I'm starting to, like, I was like.
You miss her, huh?
With the movie shit?
Your girl.
Oh, I don't miss nobody. I'm the bad ones.
Who is going through it more? Vic or Duno?
That's
comment
gonna be the
below.
Poll. That's going to be a
comment
poll.
Comment below.
Bro, this fool was fucking, he was on live on fuck at the strip club.
Yeah.
So what we're saying is that Duno's pushing it on Vic.
Yeah,
so
he's deflecting. Yeah.
Who could talk about my situation?
Then talk about it.
Just know we didn't break up. Well, there was never a relationship. I'm just kicking it for I'm young, living life, 23 and striving, right?
You sound so hurt.
Like me and
she don't
flirting.
Fuck with you. Stop! You're flirting with me.
That's why he's so extra horny. Like, it's just super exuding horny. Everywhere. Like,
he
it's just
does. He has the honey packs right here. Yeah, let me take one. Let me take one.
You heard me? I put in this up on my return.
I just ate that, you asshole.
No, dude, I've just been striving and living life, bro. That's where I like to see my life.
Living. What does striving mean?
Same, bro.
I don't know what it means. I think moving forward, doing better.
Always strive and prosper.
Mm-hmm. ASAP.
See, but Vic's way more sad than me.
I'm not sad.
I don't know.
Vic loved her. He took her to Disneyland.
Yeah, Vic did. Yeah. Vic loves her. He's going through it because he loves her. And it just didn't work out. Maybe wrong time.
But honestly, bro, her story post, I was like, whoa, this shit making me sad. I got to stop. Oh, chill, I'm crying.
I don't know.
Okay, well,
this
is the point you bring up, because I would like to know, too, everybody's opinion. Should you follow your homie's new boo? Because we end up doing that, and now we're fucked.
Yeah.
Now me and you are fucked.
I think it's different with the other girls, because I feel like they were, like, we already knew them. Like, they're kind of, like, in our world type shit. But Sega was, like, super, like, she just, like, she was, like, you know, she was new to the gang.
Yeah,
you know what
so
I'm
we
saying?
Followed her.
So
now.
We followed her, and then fucking a week later, thanks.
thanks.
No, one day, I may get it right, maybe.
Yeah.
But I, at
but
the
in
same
the meantime,
time, I don't know.
We have a bunch of follow lists from all the fucking, because we don't know how to unfollow.
I'm trying. I don't know what's like. I feel like I'm getting closer to what's wrong with me, but like, we're not there yet. But
what
we're gonna
do you
figure
think it
out.
Is?
I changed
That's
my mind
good.
A lot. I changed
That's
my mind
good.
A lot.
You're indecisive.
It's not that I'm indecisive, it's that I'm decisive a lot.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying?
You,
like,
you.
It's
Decide
like I know what
thing,
I want, but then when I know what I don't want, it's like, now I know what I don't want. And then it's like, nothing could really change my mind on
That's
that.
That's a super political answer. What so Vic's saying is he gets bored fast.
No, what he's trying to say is that he
That's
gets...
a super political answer? Vic got bored.
No, he's saying...
The honeymoon stage was over. I didn't
the
I tell you guys.
Stage,
yeah. It got real. It got real.
And you know what it is? Like, that's one thing that, like... There's like certain people and everything, right? So like Letty's, I feel like she's very relationship based, like
relation.
Mm-hmm. But I like Letty's. I feel like all your relationships have been super long, and they're like very like a. Mm-hmm. You're just like a. I'm here, like you know, like
ride or die.
And Vic is not that.
Vic is ride or die, but
the homie wants to get it to chorale.
Yeah, that's what it is. He gets
for
horny
a couple
out at random times. So
no,
he can't control it.
No, it's not that, because it's like
Vic has a sex addiction.
No, like, it's not even that. They're like, it's a funny thing, because like I'm like, yo, ask any of my exes, like I'm not a cheater.
What
right?
I think
like,
about and Vic, I'm just like observing.
Yeah,
I feel like you want to give your all, but you also restraint feels like the worst thing for you.
Yeah,
like it's almost like once there's rules set up, you're like, wait, what? This is supposed to be fun, me and you wanting to hang out with each other, not have to hang out with each other.
Yeah,
I've seen that just from like the like 20 relationships I've seen you in the past 2 years. But it's like I understand.
No, that's real.
Because you love the feeling of being with someone, but you don't want to feel like you have to be with them, because then it feels like jail.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's.
But it's like that. It's gonna.
That's literally what.
And
it
so
is.
If that happens, your first inclination is get out of here. I gotta get out of here. It doesn't even have to be the girl. It's just the type of relationship, right? Yeah. And I understand it.
Wow, yeah. I feel like you just opened my third eye about myself. Cause I'm like, you know why not?
Your third eye about yourself.
Just like, yeah. Letty came in here like the shroom bar.
Your eyes right here. Your
third eye. But I'm like, you know what it is? Why are you getting undressed?
Why are you looking at my boob?
I'm not. Oh my god.
You looked at them. Fuego, did he look at them or not?
I didn't see. That shit, Fuego. No, but look, I think there's like this. There's like.
No one put my sweater back on when it's hot.
But there's like this thing where I feel like I like the like. I don't like the title shit. Like, I'd be like, why can't we just all be friends?
Yeah.
Like, in the perfect world, it's like, you know what time it is, but, you know, I'm going to take you on more tacos day than I'm going to take this person, you know? Like, you're going to get a pair of shoes. Like, I'm going to hug you instead of just, like, getting the chora licked and leaving, you know what I'm saying? Like, we could start a show together. It doesn't mean I only have to watch a show with you, but just know this is starting.
Oh,
with
like
you.
On Netflix. I thought like a podcast was.
What I'm saying is like I just want to like I just want to kick it, fool. Like today I got like woken up like and I was like, fool, I was having a great time with the bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. There might have been some broads there.
Yeah,
but I think you're a little different than Vic because like Vic will get serious.
Yeah.
I think you. You automatically like say like this is no labels, no attachments, no nothing.
Yeah.
But tú también, you love love.
Oh yeah.
Like you get into it too. Like.
Yeah. But I
and I
was...
feel like Duno misses them more once they're gone.
Oh. Versus ooh, third I'm like.
Yeah.
Don't fucking talk.
Like Vic is almost relieved.
Yeah.
Like when like fuck it, I'm gonna get over it, but something will come. You're like, oh my god, I miss you.
You know what it is? I'm a bitch, fool. I just be thinking about shit like that all the time. Like,
what do you mean?
So, like, I was, like, chilling the other day, and I was like, damn, it'd be nice to have, like, a little cutty buddy.
You know.
Yeah.
I was like, but fuck, I'm right here being a fucking perro.
Yeah. It's like, you can't have both.
Yeah, you can. You can't have, but also, I feel like, are we in two different times in our lives?
Of course.
Like, Vic's on daddy mode, him and his son are injured.
But like, okay, so before... Like, I would hate titles, too. Like, that would be, like, the worst thing. But, like, I feel like, at 29, I'm like, okay, like, all right. I'm going to try to, like, really give my all, you know. And I've tried it a couple times, you know, and it hasn't, you know, panned out or whatever. Yeah. But, like, I have tried it. Like, fuck it. Titles, even though they're scary to me, too, I'm like, fuck it. Like, if it'll make her feel better and then make other people, like, respect it. You know, because when we were together, it was, like, people were respecting it. Some people were. But, like... It's like, now it's like, okay, well, I tried it. I gave my all, you know, and it's like, it didn't end how I thought it would, but, you know.
Yeah. You're always very, like, peaceful. Like, you always try to seek the peace. Yeah. Duno needs conflict. If he's not in conflict with someone, that's not love. Like, there's this one song, and it's random, but it's like, when it's over, that's the time I fall in love again. Like, if it's peaceful and healthy, Duno's like, ew, gross. And for
come
you,
hit me,
you,
bitch.
Chaos.
No, don't hit me.
He needs it to be like a
chaotic.
Conflict.
Yeah.
It needs to be passionate. I think you sometimes maybe confuse like passion for like toxicness in a way.
It's she like loves me. She's toxic.
Yeah, like, are you passionate or not, bitch? You know, it's like, but you know, but it's like, how are you not cursing me out? Like, I like that shit.
Yeah. Right? But also, I'll just be like...
And I just be wanting peace.
I'm you
like,
do want peace. Let's just have a good day.
Fucking peace.
Yeah.
Maybe, and that's why this part works, because Vic's like, fool. Let's just like, how, like,
now
how'd
you're
going
to bring it to me, you asshole.
No. How, like, but see, like, but honestly, bro, like, do you... Okay, Vic, you're like in your 30s, right? Early 30s?
Yeah.
Like, do you think, like, damn, what if I don't find the one and I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life?
So I have thought about that. Mm-hmm. I have totally thought about that. And it did scare me. You know, especially I feel like around my birthday, I started thinking about it more. Like in June, I'm just like, damn, like, you know, what's going on? Like, I'm going to be alone forever. And it's kind of like a scary thought. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, the thought comes and goes, you know, because it's like I also am very blessed to like have other things that fulfill me, like my son, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, and
that's
then
good,
obviously, like, there's the, you know, my career and everything's going good. There's a lot of work to do there. And then just being like a better version of me.
Mm-hmm. No, facts. Because
you need someone that's also has that same for you. Like, because you become their everything.
Yeah.
And then you're like, dude.
That scares me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be somebody's everything.
And you know how where I see it, like, I didn't realize, but like, I hang out with a lot of people and they're like, Shout out to homie Major, Jizz and them.
Yeah.
And I'd be looking at them like, fool, you know we're little ass kids compared to
Oh, your friends to Jizz again? With Jizz again?
Yeah, we're coaching okay. Matsy.
Yeah.
We made amends. Okay. But what I'm saying, I'd be thinking like I told Jizz, like, hey, fool, like, you don't ever think like, maybe I might be done with this club shit after a while. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah, come on, pop out, have fun. But it just, it's conversation. I'm not shitting on nobody. Yeah. Like, cause they have their own careers. Like, all my, like, Denner has a great, but like, Jakarta's thing to clown on Denner is like, you're 30, start a family.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, like, I don't wanna be 30. Like, I don't wanna be like,
that old.
I don't wanna be 35 and be fucking single.
Yeah.
Like, I wanna have like a kid and a family.
Yeah.
Right now it's cool, but I'm like, I don't know, I'll be thinking about shit like that. Mm-hmm. Cause like, if you like, when you look at Letty, you're like, house, the cars, the kids, you're like, fuck, that's beautiful.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
But even I was thinking about it when I was younger, I would see my mom, my dad, when he wasn't on, off the, which was, he was on drugs the whole time, but like, and we'll do family shit, you could see, like, the different happiness in people.
Oh, yeah.
But also, I'm not saying you should force yourself into a relationship, because sometimes married couples are probably the most miserable couples, because it just feels like we have to because we did it already.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I think there is nothing like a family, a happy family. Yeah. Like, obviously, it's, like, fleeting. Like, it can be, like, we're happy Saturday, but we're fighting Sunday.
Yeah.
But when it's, like, happy, because I remember when my parents were, like, good, it was like, dude, nothing can top ever. That.
And see, that's the thing, too, with relationships. You think that they have to be perfect. You think that if I don't have a perfect relationship, then I'm not doing it right. I got to break up. Like, no.
That's what I think sometimes.
Yeah, even with, like, marriages and stuff. It's like, it's never, it's not, no one has it happy. But it's like, you agree to be with that person and write it out. And this shit is our problem together. And fuck it. But you, at the end of the day, you have to choose a person that you're willing to go through all the bullshit with.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be bullshit. There's no bad parts of vows for a reason.
Yeah.
Like sickness and health. Like all the bad shit is in there because the bad shit's going to happen too.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's like, you have to understand this shit isn't going to be all peaches and cream. And just because it's not doesn't mean it's worth it or not worth it.
Yeah, because I've always thought about that, right? Like marriage, right? Like when Jorge asked you to marry you, did you, like, you said yes, but like, were you ever like, oh fuck, I just got married? Like in your head, were you like, oh, like for life?
No, like, people, like, and I always say, people don't understand how much how long forever is. Like, people think but it's like, our view of forever, like, we haven't even lived a quarter of forever.
Yeah.
You know, you haven't lived a quarter of what could be your forever. Let's say you live to 100.
Yeah.
Like, you only have had, like, a little piece. Think of all the life you've lived. Could you even match that, like, another 25 years with someone?
Fuck, see, that's scary, bro. Like,
that's scary.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, what I'm saying
But there's going to be a person that you're like, yep, this person.
Mm. Like, I ain't gonna lie, like, a couple months ago, like, me and the love of my life, we became cool again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're just cool. And I was, like, chopping it up where I think we're gonna go eat tacos or something like that. And I was like, damn, now you're just, like, you know how, like, I would be like, oh, I'll get back here in a second? Yeah. I don't think I'll do it now.
Now you're just home. We were talking about that, too, that people have soulmates for different parts of their lives. Like, she was meant to be your soulmate in that part of your life. Word. That doesn't mean she's your soulmate here, but then that gets tricky because what if you married her when you guys were, like, teens?
Yeah.
And it's like, that was only your soulmate for that part.
Fuck, see?
Yeah.
And I was like, because in my head, I'm like, you know, there's, like, this made-up story, like, oh, that was the love of my life in high school.
Yeah.
We're going to be together one day. Like, and I have a lot of her. She's cool, but I'm like, fuck, you're boring. Like, does it that way? Like, and it's not a bad thing, but I'm saying it.
It's because you got to think about how much you've changed.
But also, when we were in high school.
She might have stayed the same. You probably changed so much.
In high school, it was like it made sense at the moment. Like,
for that time, you guys are perfect for each other.
Yeah, because it was like, oh, we're kids. Like, I'm the bad kid, and she's the fucking, the school girl, you know? She's, like, very quiet, and I'm the loud fool, like, getting in fights. Now I'm like, dude, fuck, shake some ass or something. Like,
oh, tampoco.
No, what I'm saying is like,
no, I get what you're saying.
What the fuck?
She's like, no, she's like a very.
What were you doing with her?
No, what
were you? What the fuck were you guys doing? Did you guys go to eat and you're like, hey, fucking shake some ass or something?
Fucking shake some ass. We're at brunch, bitch.
What the fuck are you doing eating?
Fucking we're eating, Ocha? Spork, bitch. No. What I'm saying is like, she's just very like, she's a very homebody.
Yeah.
Like, she's very homebody. She's. Chill, she's like to her, like, you know, she's very like quiet, like, but she's obviously with me, she's like loud and shit. And then I'm like, oh, I'm like, it just at the and what you said right now just clicked. I was like, dude, like, now if I for every time I talk to her, she's like, you and your bitch, like, you know, we're cool, we get along like that, but She's like, you and your bitches, fool, you fucking, fucking disgusting. Like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, you're such a Debbie Downer. Like, look at my chora leg, fool, shut up already. Not about her.
You're the problem.
No, I'm not. Whatever it is, what I'm saying is,
please tell him. That was not the way to do it.
Wait, what?
No. I'm not saying that. No, what I'm saying is,
shake some ass already. Lick my chora.
I was saying, I'm like, because we're homies now.
You guys.
I'm like, because we're homies now. So like, she'll be like, oh, yeah, you and your little bitches. And I'm like, yeah, I'm out here getting my chora. Like, we're cool. Like,
okay,
that was.
Okay.
Remember how you would never swallow?
I'm curious because I wonder about this too. So
let me remind you.
How would you feel, Duno, if like a girl was like, yeah, fuck it, I know you got bitches. Like is that the kind of girl you would even want to like wife up? Like that didn't mind that you had bitches and didn't resent you for it. Was
yeah,
just
that
like,
was Dutch girl, but
I think,
was she like that?
He says she was.
I think like if like one like full like I'm just living life, so I don't feel like I have to explain that. But like, if a girl's like sitting there, like, oh, I'm like, fool, I'm just chilling, fool. Like, I don't got. But I get what you're saying. Like, if she was okay with me just being a perro, but we're together.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Like if she was.
Yeah.
Nah, different.
That's a little different. That's a little different.
Level.
That's a little.
I never want to get to that level. No, I'm with you. Yeah. No.
Yeah, cause I mean, I wonder about that. Like, I'm like, okay. Like, cause all my girls that I've dated, they'll always like throw the fact that like I've dated a lot of girls in my face.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, if they didn't, would I even be cool with that? Either?
Yeah. Like, would I be cool with them not feeling a little?
Yeah.
That I have a past.
I kind of
like the jealous shit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I like a little bit of jealousy sprinkled on top, not too much.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like whatever. But
I'm obsessed with Stanleys.
Oh, I could tell.
Have so many Stanleys. These are just two that I brought today. I don't know why I brought two. One has my
why do you have two?
My electrolytes, and one has my water. I don't just have two. These cost like at least $45 each, and I have like, and I think I've gotten into them like the past 2 weeks, and I have like five. That's my electrolytes drink.
Why is it? Oh, that's good.
I know, right?
You do always have stupid cups that are really good.
But they're really expensive. Would you buy a girl a big,
I'm not buying no $45 fucking thermo keep a cold cup or whatever.
Yeah.
How cold does it even keep it?
Nah, try
really some. I put that at 4 in the morning. Taste it.
4 in the morning.
Yeah. Still cold.
Cold. That's really cold.
Right?
Oh, Jesus.
It works.
Yeah, bro.
I wish this was a fucking ad. Because that was fire.
Shut up, Sam. Yeah.
And I like this one because when I opened it, I was like, I'm an idiot. Why can't I find it?
And then
but it comes out like that.
Mm-hmm. What I like about these two, okay, so regularly, the other ones that everybody likes are Hydro Flask.
Yeah.
But Hydro Flasks are this big all around, and you can't put them in your car, like in your car cup holder.
Yeah.
These are made to fit in your car cup holder. So that's why they're like taking over. The Stanleys. It's a war. Stanleys versus Hydro Flask.
Are we Team Stanley?
We got to be. I think we're Team Stanley.
Team Stanley, yeah. Tap in.
Because they can fit in the. They fit.
In the cup.
All the baddies like Stanleys right now. They come in like nude
baddies
and brown.
Like Stanleys.
Get your baddie a Stanley. Oh my gosh.
Wow. You know, like.
She will gargle.
you know what I think about the other day? That, like,
from you, Jose.
You know what I think about the other day? Like. Growing up, we thought we were too cool for shit. You know how many times I wish I had a Hydro Flask or like a Stanley in school that would have kept my 40 cold instead of putting a water bottle and I was hot? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What happened last time that Duno's had coffee in a Hydro cup or like a cup that kept stuff like a thermal cup?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm waiting for it to get cold. And we're like, Duno, it's a thermal cup. It's not going to get cold. Oh, they're meant to stay hot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot for sure. But I was like, dude,
what was that? Really?
I remember it was like the first.
Yeah.
It was like the first second time where I was like, bro, I might need some coffee.
Yeah.
And then my mom was like, I'm gonna make you a cafecito.
Yeah,
I'll
and put she
it in
put
here.
In like a thermal, and he's like, I'm waiting for it to get cold.
Fuck, bro. But these are good. These are cool though.
Mm-hmm.
I like these.
I like them too.
Do you have a problem?
They have them at no, I don't order them on Amazon. I have to go to the store and pick them out. I'm a store person, is what I found. You're either an order online person or a store person. Angie's an order online person. I'm a store person.
I'm an order online.
She's like, you like to get out and go, huh, Angie?
I fucking hate going to the store.
I
Jesus
love going
Christ.
To the store. I love going, seeing, like, ooh, what's this? Ooh, over here.
I think it depends. For
what
me.
Is it?
Like clothes?
Dick's has Stanleys.
Shout out Dix.
Yeah. Shout out Dix.
Shout out Dix. No, no, no. When it comes to food, I'm like a pickup or Uber Eats type of person. Mm-hmm. When it comes to other shit, I like going to go check.
Yeah, I don't like to, for whatever reason, I can't, I don't like to, like, grocery shop online mm-hmm. at all. Like, I'll never do that.
That's weird to me.
No.
I'll always go to the store for that, but, like, anything else that's, like, a slight inconvenience, like, yeah. I have to go to all the way to Target and, like, go in, like, the shopping, or, like, the parking garage yeah. and then go up, like, if I can find it on Amazon, we'll get it on Amazon.
Really?
I hate going to the store. Yeah. I just hate, and then it feels like a present. Oh, look!
I love going to the store because you're like, it's really cool.
And you are like,
Jorge grocery shops.
That's too much for me because I can't pick it out. I need to like look at it.
But then that's my dad always gets mad. This is my dad's like probably biggest pet peeve about Jorge is that he order because my dad's very like super Mexican. Like
yeah.
Nopal.
Yeah. And he's like, you need to be there to look at the fruit. He's like, yeah. Leti, you guys need to stop ordering because they never give you the meat. They give you the meat that's about to expire. They give you the fruit that's not ripe. Like, he's very, that was you fucking you asshole.
Fucking fat dumbass.
Stop looking at porn.
It's porn o'clock.
Yeah,
porn
it's porn o'clock.
Crazy. That's a crazy time, too.
Now I'm talking about my dad, fools. Chill.
Sorry.
Porn o'clock. Yeah.
But yeah, that's like his biggest pet peeve with Don Luis.
With Don Luis.
Yeah, but.
Pornation.
Pornation.
Pornation. Shout out your dad. Yeah, the fruit thing is weird.
Yeah.
I think ordering. Oh, they didn't want to.
Because he's like, ya se van a echar a perder todo.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah. And then that just means you have to cook more food because if not, it's going to expire.
Right away. Wasted money. Yep. And what I'm used to, when I was little, my dad used to go to the grocery store and buy the stuff that he was going to cook that day.
Mm.
So I'm used to like, whatever I'm going to make today, I'm going to get it today. But Jorge's like, buy in bulk.
Yeah.
So it's a little, but I get what my dad's point of view is like, is you don't the want freshest. It to expire.
Is that your dad's biggest pet peeve about Jorge?
Yeah, super. Because he's like, he just doesn't understand why we continue to do that. But Jorge gets the groceries.
So he's like, nah, motherfucker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dude, my mom cooked the most fucking weird. My mom be ruining dishes. I think she's healthy and shit. She adds a bunch of cauliflower to everything. So
it's like mole with cauliflower.
Some stupid bullshit like that. Well, food my mom's making, I like, my mom makes chile rellenos.
Yeah.
Fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them. I'm a little
Corn,
kid still.
Corn, pussy, dick, verga.
Oh, because we did that when we were talking to your dad. Like, whoa.
Verga o'clock.
Verga cauliflower?
Cauliflower, cock o'clock.
Cock o'clock. Cock a doodle doo. Clack o'clock.
But my mom's making chile rellenos, right? But for me, like, since I don't like the chile, I get the...
Llenando somebody's chile? Chilation.
Chilation.
Too many inside jokes.
I know.
Okay, before we move on about your mom, what time is your porn time?
Why did we start? Why did we all start?
What, if what time is porn o'clock?
On Mondays, right before the pod.
To
clear my head. Come here with a straight head.
To clear my head.
Straight. Gross. Otherwise, you're going to be fucking horns here.
Yeah, fuck, get the wankers off right in front of the pod. You know what I'm saying?
What time is porn o'clock for you, Jose?
All the time?
Before, after, during power.
Friday or Saturday night.
A good weekend wank. A weekend wanker.
Weekend wanker. Weekend wanker warrior.
Oh my God. You wank it only on the weekends? What a lame.
That's funny. I only do it when I can't sleep. I'm like, I can't sleep right
this
now.
This will put me to sleep.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's it. Because I'm an old smart. Man at this point.
That's smart, Vic.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Manuela always comes through.
Yeah.
Manuela.
I'm going to sleep right with.
And that's how we are. And know that Vic is a sex addict.
What? I'm going to put myself to sleep, girl. I don't need you.
You're not around no more.
I swear I'm okay.
She's crying. They're super chacateadas in the fucking middle of the night.
What does that mean?
Chacateadas.
What the fuck?
I've never heard that.
Vic's new name is Kyle.
Why?
Because Vernie Wanks is right here. He gets a Kyle there. So much wanking. Why'd you look?
I don't know. I'm like, do I got that?
Are they showing?
Remember that joke? That joke when like in for me it was like elementary school. They're like, if you have hair in your hands, if you wank it a lot, and then I'll always be like, oh no, and then, but it wouldn't be there. I'll be like, it's a lie.
Don't believe that, you guys. I'm trying to make you look your phone.
That's funny. Chacateadas when you can't sleep, brother.
What's chacateadas mean?
Like chacateadas. Like,
chacateadas doesn't mean that.
Chacateadas, yeah.
You're thinking cachetadas.
Okay. Yeah, you're just don't be like, oh, yeah, if you te la chacaste hoy or what happened? Super wankers. Fucking Manuela. This is Manuela right here.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw all somebody right. post their hand for National Girlfriend Day. I was like, damn, it's crazy.
Oh, my God.
That dog. That was hilarious. This bitch don't talk back. Back to my all mom making chile rellenos.
Yeah.
That's all my mom.
That was a great transition.
All right, so my mom was like making chile rellenos, but when she makes chile rellenos, I eat quesitos. So my mom is the same thing around, but just cheese. I'm a little kid. I'm like the chile.
You're such a baby.
And I'm like, and I walk in the house and she's cooking and I'm like, oh, hell yeah, you know? I'm gonna eat a quesito, put my new show on. Like,
you see, this is what I always trip out on. Like, you, so think, imagine you ever got a girl pregnant. Like, you're still a kid. Imagine you have responsibilities. Like, you have to pick somebody up. You have to wake somebody up for school. Like, but meanwhile, you want quesitos.
But you know what I'm saying? That's why I have a sponsorship with Plan B. In the stairs. Emanuela.
Angie, tell him not to talk like that.
It's effective. Oh, my God, Angie. Okay, but my mom, but I go in there and I'm excited, right? I'm like, hell yeah, fool. Like, I'm like taking off my shoes, fool. Mm-hmm. I'm putting my hat down. Like, I'm getting my little table ready where I eat. Like, I'm fucking turning on my show just so once I sit down, I just press play. It's going to be viral. Mm-hmm. I put myself a mineral water in the freezer for like little 10, 15 minutes. That doesn't come through. The cup of ice is already ready on the side of it. Tell me where this fucking lady's making the quesitos, and then I'm like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know, she thought about me. She fucking put a big-ass fucking cauliflower in the middle. I want this bullshit. I was mad as fuck.
To make it healthy?
I fucking walked out the house fucking with chocolate. I went to Chick-fil-A. I was mad as shit. I was just right there in the line.
You
like,
went to Chick-fil-A?
Damn.
Food. What was a fucking quesito cauliflower?
She's trying. She's trying.
You say chanclas and Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, I went to
that's an album title. Chanclas and Chick-fil-A.
Bro, I was so mad. I was like, why are you doing that stupid
you
shit?
You should have just tried it.
I tried it. It was trash. But she liked it, you know? And then I'm like...
She didn't get mad at you for, like, not eating what she just...
Nah, my mom's at this point where she...
Spent
like,
hours
my
cooking?
Mom. Yeah, but my mom's at this point where, like... The other day, she was just making huevos for herself. And I was like, what the fuck? She's like, did you ask me? She's like, you were asleep. You look comfortable. And I was like, oh, this is where we're going. And that means she got a man. I'm going to beat her ass. Oh. You don't give a fuck about me no more. Where the fuck am I, ex-man? Huh?
Oh.
What about that one, huh? I'm about just tripping balls. What the fuck? I should be having me, huh?
You just walked in. So you tell me you woke up and you're like, oh, that's what we're doing? Yeah. That's what we're doing?
I don't get no huevos con weenie.
I'm like, I don't get no huevos con fucking weenie today. She's like, yo, I'm going to make you some or not? And I was like, I said no, but usually she'll like, argue
still
with me
still make
back.
It, yeah.
And she didn't
and she did it.
She had a
and then there you go back again to Chick-fil-A, all mad with your chanclas on.
Chick-fil-A at 8 in the morning is crazy, but nah, I'm going to put a local portable. But I was like, fool, what the fuck, dick? Like,
damn.
I love that about my dad. He always makes, he's always, Mija, you want something? Mija, you want me to make you eggs? Mija, like, very...
Or like she made, like, mole.
Oh, vibes.
And then I was like, you didn't save me none?
Oh,
and she's like, I did. Está en el topper.
That's a different kind of heartbreak, huh?
But then she saved me the breast. She knows I don't like breast. Like, I don't
she's
like...
trying to make you healthy because that's like the healthiest
I
part.
Know. I don't give a fuck. I do it on my own. I mean, oh, you know, I want my fucking pierna, fool. I want the... fool, just we've been beefing lately. I got to get down with her when she comes back from Lake Havasu, living her life.
How dare she?
How fucking dare
How
she?
How dare she not take care of her grown-ass 23-year-old son? Doesn't she see you're still a baby?
Exactly, you know what I'm saying?
Look at me, I'm a fucking baby.
Oh my god.
The love
god.
I give you, you want to do this to me? And I was like, dude.
That's okay.
It's stressful having a mom sometimes, you guys.
All right, tell me about the highlight of both of your guys' month of August when you met Becky G.
Losers.
Damn.
Me and Vic are ultimate wieners.
I know.
You know what? I'm at least glad that we bitched out together. That it wasn't like, we can't really talk shit. We can just say like, you bitched out. Right. And then it's like, you did tofu. Oh, fuck.
There
like,
have been podcast episodes. If I saw Becky, I'd go up to her like this. And I would say this. And I would whisper this. And yeah. Hey, Duno, I know you want to holler at Becky. But if I hollered at Becky, I'd be like, I knew what would say. I could say to her to really get her. Remember, you guys have had these conversations.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, all super. Yeah. Like, if she was right in front of me. Oh, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Right?
I definitely thought I was going to lay the Mac down.
Yes. And what happened for real?
Full. Okay, so
folded.
So you know, scared. So you know when somebody super famous is coming, you start hearing it from the grapevine.
Yeah.
Like, oh, weird. Mm-hmm. Oh, because they made Maximo with homie move his car mm-hmm. for Becky G. And then Maximo with homie were like, why don't you tell her to tell me herself? Like, shout out Jamie. Yeah, shout out Jamie. Yeah. So we're like, oh, yeah, yeah. But I was already a little burned out. I don't know. Like, but I was like, now I'm going to just take off. We're like, it's you know, it's whatever. And we're sitting there, and we're about to take a picture, like, in the little photo booth down in the front. And we just see Becky G walk by, like, so we're, big-ass bodyguard.
Yeah, so we just happen to be together
right
at the front door. Mm-hmm. And she just walked in. But you know when, like, famous people, like, really famous people walk in, they walk in fast with the purpose, like, I'm getting through
straight
here.
Straight to where they're headed. Yeah. Yes, they were sitting.
And so she just walked in with that big-ass bodyguard. And then, like, I'm like, oh. I literally said, oh, shit, when I saw her.
Yeah.
Word for word. Like, I said, oh, shit. And that was it. Like, and then she just walked by. I was like.
No, we looked at her. And then Vic was, like, behind me a little bit.
Yeah.
And we both turned around. I was like, you're a bitch. You're like, you're a bitch. Like,
it was like this. She walked in. I was like.
Checking a music video. Ooh, like, when the hot girl was like.
Literally, that's how it happened.
But if there was a camera, I ain't gonna lie. I just went like.
little boy.
Literally, bro.
Because to be honest, she was going to the party.
Yes.
And I know where that little VIP section is. Yeah. You guys could still have gone up. You guys could have had Alina introduce you guys.
Definitely.
But you guys still
I told
bitches.
Everybody else at the party that I knew that might know her, I was like, hey, what's up? Putting a good word for me, you know? But I was scared to do it myself.
Nah, but it was like, but it was hilarious, because it was literally like.
Like, you guys were still at the party. You had time to stay.
I left. Yeah. I left. I was waiting for my Uber, actually. But these ones were still there.
Yeah, I stuck around. I saw her. I had, like, her within, like, eyesight. But, like.
So you were just watching her, you creep?
Yeah, that's creepy,
I wasn't just
bro.
Watching her. Like, we were just, you know, like, in the same vicinity. It wasn't that many people.
Just like.
But, like, I just didn't feel right. Like, I didn't feel like it was the time. I was like, nah.
No, it's not the time.
But it probably was.
It probably was the time.
I could have just been like, because
hey, it was
what's
up? A very intimate thing.
It was, and it was only like
everyone
cool
was
fools
approachable.
There.
Even the Grupo Frontera fools were walking
around
talking to everybody.
Cool fools, yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, I definitely like me and Vic were like chopping it up, because Vic called me an Uber. My phone had died, so I'm like chopping it up, and then she walked in. I'm like, and then I'm like, oh,
bro,
I'm a bitch.
We're all talking, and yes,
we all just froze like this.
We all froze. She's so pretty, fool. Like,
yeah, in person, I was in awe.
Oh, my
That's
God.
What it was. I was in awe.
Damn, I let the homies down, pops. Yeah. I hit the group chat. Once I got home, I turned my phone. I was like, I just saw Becky G. They're like, what you say? I was like, nothing. They're like, oh, you bitch, I'll talk. You fucking lame.
Yeah, that's how
and
I felt,
was like,
too.
And I was like, she was busy. You know, she was at work. Fool, you know, we decided to keep it a secret. It's all part of the plan.
Yeah, we had to make it seem.
Bro, but no comment. Yeah, they went like this, like. Like bitches, bro. Like,
that would be the most ironic shit is we were talking so much shit together.
All the thing, if I had a moment, all I need to do is be in the same room. Blah, blah, blah. It's over.
Your wimps.
Yeah.
No knockdown, Bob. No knockdown.
No.
Zero game.
Pussies. Bunch of pussies.
Yeah, if I was
man,
single,
the fuck up. Say with your chest.
If I was single, I would have been up there, bro.
Yeah.
Maximo, shut the... He,
no,
he
Maximo has up. Game. Maximo has game.
He does have some stupid ass somehow.
Yeah,
game.
He has some shit. Yeah.
So
yeah.
ugly, too. It's yeah. terrible. Yeah. But he was like, hey.
You're not a good
hey,
beautiful
hey,
Maximo.
Hey, but he was like... Maximo was like, you know that friend? It was literally like off a movie. You know that friend that was like, oh, go talk to her, Fuga. He was like,
yeah.
Well, no, my boy.
Hey, what happened? What happened?
No, he told me. He's like, hey, fool, she's over there. And I was like, I don't see her. I can't see her.
And nobody could be froze up. And Maximo was like... Ah! He was just clowning. I was like, fuck.
I know.
We definitely froze up, but she's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, what would you tell her now that you're not in the room and she's not really there and she can see this? And what would you say to her?
You go first.
I just think you're so pretty. I want to be there for you forever. I would never cheat on you. The only goals I have is for me and you to live forever and ever. Fuck soccer, homie. Podcast gang.
Podcast. What about you, babe?
All right, which one's my camera? Is it this one?
Either one. You
Becky,
pick.
I'm sorry. I was in awe of your beauty. And, you know, if it ever happens, if we ever, if God ever makes us cross paths ever again, just know
God's choice.
My approach will be different with a higher vibration of energy, you know? So, yeah, I'll see you soon.
Not gonna lie, Vic, be truthful. he brought God into it.
I'm just also like, I mean, I don't think, I don't like, okay. Do you guys like genuine? Like, I'm not being funny. Do you guys genuinely think she knows who I am? Because I am not sure.
No.
No.
You think she does?
No, I don't think so. That's why I was like hesitant. Okay.
So you only go up to girls that know who you are?
No, but it makes it easier. Are
you using it for leverage?
Fan no, fucker. But it makes it easier. You're a fan fucker.
You're a fan fucker.
You're a fan fucker.
I wasn't fucking a fan.
Everybody's your fucking fan. So you're a fan fucker by default.
You're a super fan fucker.
You're a triple fan fucker.
You're a fan fucker.
No, I'm not.
Was Jorge a fan of you before you fucked him?
I don't know.
Fan fucker.
Yeah. I'm a fan marrier.
I'm a fan marrier.
Oh.
Hold on. I want to bring up some drama to stir up our podcast even more.
All right.
All right.
Duno, you have to explain this where you copied Vic saying and you didn't even do it right.
Wait. I got cheated on.
Oh, yeah. You got cheated on. Yeah. Okay. Oh, break it down, please. Exclusive niche period.
So I meant dumbass.
What is?
I didn't see that.
Hold on.
Exclusive niche period.
Says
Neeks.
What's in a Neeks preview?
I was talking too fast.
He said exclusive Neeks preview.
I was talking too fast.
I didn't even see that.
That's his phrase.
You think Vic was the first one to say exclusive sneak preview?
The way you said it is how Vic says it. Well, you didn't say
that
it right.
Was a good one, but I didn't see that. That's so funny.
I didn't even realize I said that. You got cheated on. Yeah. Okay. Oh, break it down, please. Exclusive sneak preview.
So I met dumbass.
You said Neeks.
Neeks.
Shout out, Big Neeks.
So much done.
What should he have said, Big?
Exclusive sneak preview.
See?
Okay. No, but that was a good try. You're going to get it right.
Exclusive sneak preview.
That was awesome.
Bro, I didn't realize I said that. Now we're podcast beefy. Niggas over here breaking hearts. Now we got to get down with the buff-ass foods over there. The Super Depre boys.
To some theme music.
Fucking fool. I see that fool again. I'm like, hey, we were family, fool. I only lasted about a month. Damn, that's hilarious. Yeah. Exclusive sneak preview.
Exclusive sneak preview. I
said it's if I ran out of bread, fool. That's what it was.
You ran out of words in the breath.
Both. Fuck it.
Damn, I'm sweating now.
Damn, that was hilarious. I didn't realize I said that.
I realized you said that.
That's funny.
Oh, fuck.
He had that in the tug.
I was like, why is Duno taking Vic's fucking slack?
He could have it. It's fine. It's just funny.
That's funny as fuck. I didn't realize I took that. Sneak preview.
That's fucking hilarious.
Now I'm be saying that in my head all day. Exclusive sneak preview.
It's catchy. It got caught in my own head.
Yeah. Exclusive sneak preview. Exclusive sneak preview.
I like it.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, to sum it up, we folded.
Yeah.
Yeah, we folded like fucking weeks.
Okay. Let's actually bring Angie in.
Angie!
And we're back with Angie.
We're back. I'm back with Chisme.
Mommy, the super duper beanered out homegirl.
Show up.
Look who's talking.
The super.
Look who's talking. You're right.
Shout out to the frontera, but you crossed the frontera.
Bro, those are hard.
Fucking, you came under the car like this on the motor.
Yeah, I thought.
Stop flirting with her.
No, I'm just saying, those are fire.
I'm just showing off my shoes.
Aren't those Air Forces fire?
Look.
They're a little tuned out. All right, go ahead.
Shut up. You're such a hater. Anyways, you guys, I don't know if you guys saw. I'm pretty sure you saw, but Rosalía and Raúl broke off their engagement after they announced it on March. They were dating for like, what, 2 years?
Yep.
They
broke up just recently. And it's, why do you understand?
Things happen.
No, but it was
nothing
like rumor.
Forever.
No, it was rumor.
But they were engaged.
They were engaged. Yeah. He got
I didn't know they were engaged. I saw that they broke up though.
Yeah, he was. He got her tatted on his chest. She got the
I like how you
initials.
Said chest.
I know,
wait, like her face or her name?
Her face, like it was like a. Her face.
Well, that's still cool though, cause she's a pop star. So it's like this is my Rosalía era.
My Rosalía era.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that's hard.
Yeah, and I'm gonna start doing that. She got the RR. initials tethered as well.
That's hard.
Whoa. And so then they broke up.
They broke up, you guys. And so all these rumors started that supposedly Raul cheated on her with this model, right? But then he goes onto social media and says, like, nah, we broke up like 2 months ago before we even announced it. Like, you guys have to understand, it's not like we broke up and the next day, bam, we're going to announce it.
Yeah.
We broke up 2 months ago.
Gave it time.
And it's,
gave it time to see if we could figure it out, maybe.
And so he was just saying, like, no, it never happened. There was no cheating involved, no third person.
Facts.
I don't know if you guys are making fun of me.
No, we're making fun of it.
We're just drawing parallels.
Hey, so then.
Also, sorry, I just got an alert that I have a freaking identity theft alert. So.
Oh, my God, Leticia.
Oh, shit, Jose got in touch with your phone.
It happened to me, too, with PayPal, actually.
I'm going to try to lock my stuff while you talk, but take it away.
When they broke up. That when they broke up. But how long were they dating for? 4 years?
2 years. 2 years.
Wow.
Like, they went public for 2 years, but, like, on social media for a couple of years, they were, like, back and forth and just, like, flirting.
But that's social media. The past 2 years was, like, at the height of their fame.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. She just finished her, like, Motomami tour.
Yeah.
But, you guys, so this is, like, the new rumor.
Ooh.
Okay?
Guess.
That was supposedly Raul is already with the new girl. And you guys can't.
What?
It's supposedly Camila Cabello. Camila Cabello from Fifth Harmony, which I thought, I'm like, why her?
Havana, where I'm from. That one?
Do you know who she is?
Camila Cabello.
I gotta see her. I know who you're talking about.
Oh my God.
Havana, the Latina, Havana, though.
Havana. She did that song.
The Cubana.
The Cubana.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Dude, they've been seen together.
I forgot a thing for scrawny bitches.
I don't know, but I'm like, I just.
So dumb.
That's a pretty good trade off.
Is it?
Nah, Rosalia.
I mean, I like Rosalia more, like, you know, but, like, personally, but nah. I mean, it's not also, like a terrible downgrade, you know. Like,
but also, I was thinking about it the other day. I thought he was the one that was with Mia Khalifa, but that's Jay Cortez.
Yeah, that's Jay Cortez.
Okay. So that's why I was a little confused. Yeah. I was like,
it's okay because it was like those two couples were like at their.
Damn, that's a trip.
Camila Cabello.
Oh yeah, Rosalia is way better.
He has a type.
He has a type though, for sure.
He has a type because they're both like. Pretty slender.
Yeah.
That's a
dark
type?
Hair.
That's a type. People have types.
Yeah.
I don't see the resemblance at all.
Look at Rosalia real quick.
It's not a resemblance, more so
she's
just
morenita,
like a...
and then Rosalita, yeah.
Camila Cabello is not morenita.
Yes, she is.
No, she's Angie. The picture you just... Bro.
Why is she not morenita?
She's not morenita, bro.
She's like Vic.
Yes. She probably has makeup on right there. And well, I think makeup. Real?
See, no, yeah, she, bro. What? She's not brown.
She's maybe like Irene.
She has to take out the peach crayon when she colors her face.
Irene, come in picture so I can see.
No. No. Or maybe like Letty.
I always thought
she's not morenita.
Yeah.
I thought she was morenita. Okay, maybe I'm colorblind.
You're definitely
just
colorblind.
Just like how you think you're white.
Oh
you're
my
not.
God, here this.
It's okay.
I just got a new phone.
Because eyes are brown.
Yeah, facts. Kakita Brown.
You are. We both are.
Then so they broke up.
Yeah, they broke up, you guys.
And after the engagement
with Camila Cabello.
Or what if this is like a rollout plan? They're both gonna drop an album.
The other day, Duno was in my DMs.
Oh my God.
I posted a photo in the elevator.
Yeah.
And it's just me. I wanted to look super cute. It was morning time. It was like at power. I'm reaching out the mother.
I'm going to our DMs right now.
And he said, hey, fool, take your sweater off. It's hot. And I was like, bro, you just want to look at my titties. And he's like, true.
And then I put holy but true head ass. And then she replied, cute, right?
No, that was another photo that you took where you looked stupid. And I said, cute.
Tell you're married.
Yeah. Huh?
It's Letty.
He said.
It's my Stanley.
No. He said, you're married. And then he put a space in between and then put D.
Mary D.
Mary
Let me see.
D.
Okay. Yeah, because he looked all like, you know, when I look at you little cuties, you're my little babies. So I'm like, oh, cute. And then he made it weird.
No,
he
said,
chill, you Mary D.
Half my finger, something that slips. That's funny, bro. That's hilarious.
So dumb. You're drinking my Stanley. Shit.
That's so funny.
All right, I apologize, Angie.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Okay. Oh, but one thing I didn't want to correct. It was Raul got it tatted. The tattoo he has of Rosalia is just the name.
Just
not
the
her
name.
Portrait.
Not her face.
That's
hella cool. I would get Rosalia tatted.
Rosalia. Because then you could, let's say what the flip could be, like if you're covering it up.
Yeah.
What could it be?
Rosalia? I don't think you have to cut her.
Rosalia.
I don't think you have to cover it up because, like, she's a pop star, like an international pop star.
Look, his next book's going to want to get
that's like getting a tattoo that says Madonna. Like, that's timeless. Like,
yeah,
that's fire.
But you're going to get another girl soon.
Yeah, she's going to
yeah,
get
but
mad.
That's still fire. Like,
no, like, Camilla's going to be like, where's my...
Oh, she yeah. has to get, like, yeah, she has to get a bigger spot. Like,
unless
on
it's, like, one of those sure. puzzles where it's Rosalia across and then Camila going up and down. Crossword puzzles.
Yeah. That would be hilarious.
Damn, you would have a couple names tatted on you, huh?
I would. I'd be like this.
You too, fool.
Nah, but Vic's different. That fool marries him and makes collages about him.
I don't know. Who would you rather? Ladies, would you rather a guy that never puts a title on it, and but is all super lovey-dovey with you and gives you, like, a really bad nickname like Dumbass? Or would you want a guy that wipes you up, but it's literally for 2 months, and then he runs away from you?
But y'all
which one would you
stepmom?
Rather?
Damn, you guys have issues.
Yeah.
We
have issues.
We know about you, brother.
But at least they've been together. They're stable.
We're fucking in a hotel.
Stable as a table.
The same person.
Hey, do you guys wake up in the morning for the free breakfast?
No.
You should, to be honest.
You might as
you
well
guys don't spend the night there?
No, I literally, no.
Because that means you have to pay for breakfast.
What do you mean?
That's a waste.
Wait, you guys just fucking go home after?
No.
You spend the
night
I'm
not going to wake. I don't even think, like, breakfast in a hotel is good.
It's just cool waking
dude
up.
Dude, I'm so
morning.
Horny right now. He's, like, breathing in the mic. I didn't need you to hear yourself. You're like
in a Motel 6.
No, not
do you guys have breakfast? Or do you stay and just fuck? And just
free breakfast?
I've never had breakfast at a hotel.
You've never had breakfast at a hotel?
No, never.
It's fire.
Really?
Fucking had another honey pack during the fucking bathroom break.
Hey, wait. You've never had breakfast at the DoubleTree you'd be at?
No.
Some hotels have,
good?
Like, free breakfast until, like, 8, 9, or whatever.
Continental
but,
breakfast.
Yeah, you should always get that.
Yeah. Yeah. On Bible? Never.
Free coffee?
Bible? Chill out, Kardashian.
That means you're spending money where you don't need to. It already comes with, like, the room.
Yeah, you guys might as
yeah, there's this I place. There's this place that just does by the hour. It's like Snooty
okay,
Fox.
I'm not trying.
Don't. What? He's being sick. He's being
yeah,
sick.
How
he's
am I being sick?
He's being real stupid. What do you respect know about- my relationship.
I am. I'm just trying to save you
respect
money.
Respect yourself while you're at it.
I'm trying to just save you money.
Respect yourself.
You need it for 2 hours. Follow. Get it for 2 hours, not for 12.
Okay, Angie, so you get a hotel, right?
Yeah.
And then you only
why are they
fucking
so invested
leave?
In my relationship?
Because they love you.
But you only fucking leave?
No, I obviously I stay, but just because I don't get breakfast doesn't mean we just do it and leave.
Well, it's
stupid.
Just, no, because you made it seem like you don't stay the night.
Yeah.
Oh, no, may. I do, obviously. Yeah. But I'm just saying I don't wake up and get, like, look forward to get breakfast.
You should,
at the
Angie,
hotel.
You should.
Wait, Angie, do you just do hotel because you don't go want obviously, you can't go to your house because you have to go through a million people.
Yeah, exactly.
To go inside. But what I'm saying is, why don't you just fuck out his house?
He lives in Riverside.
I'm not going to go to Riverside. I'm not you.
Which is spending on the hotel, which you're going to spend. In the...
But it's convenient. She's a princess. That's he's got to figure it out. If he wants Angie, get her a hotel. Fine dining.
Yeah,
come
that
on.
That feels like super horny other ass.
So?
And Angie's worth it.
Maybe. But maybe better suck the chorra in the car of the Angel
works.
Stadium.
What? Why the Angel Stadium?
Because you live in those.
Angie's a Dodger fan, first of all.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't.
You gotta get room.
He's so jealous, Angie. He's so jealous.
You don't need a bag.
I don't go and drive to Rivers like you do to go get a blowy.
I went yeah. one time.
He doesn't even go to get a blowy. He tries to give her a handy, and she's like, "No, get away, Mexican."
Manuela.
Oh my god.
What I'm saying is, my thing is like, you're better off buying one of those China things.
Like, what China?
What's a China thing?
The divider and just get it cracking, Angie.
For where?
Don't listen to him.
At your crib or something?
Don't listen to him.
God.
Don't listen
you're
to him.
You're such a socio.
That fuck got stupid points. On his fucking
rewards points.
Yeah, rewards
and people. Angie's worth it.
I'm not saying she's not worth it. I'm just saying this fuck gotta think a little smarter.
No.
Let him. It says su pedo, not mine.
Exactly.
Okay?
I like that method. Like what that. I'm saying is like.
We're all on Angie's
I'm better
team.
Off. I'm better off cracking out my house if I just Uber. Okay.
Yeah,
hotel.
But we're Team Angie.
Shout out
like,
Team Angie.
You want her to drive to Riverside?
How much is the hotel?
I just hope it's not on credit. And he's over here running his credit.
Let him. What do you mean? Worth it. She's
whatever
surprised.
He gotta do, he gotta do.
What did he tell you when you're like, I have a problem or whatever? He's like, you're my problem.
Yeah, I've told him that, like, I'm your problem.
Oh,
and
shit.
He told me he
yeah.
Fool, like, we're
that's
in a
wish. You wish you could have
that's
that.
So romantic.
Yeah, I'm in a happy relationship.
Because I'll be like, damn, that's crazy. Your problems are Crazy. That's yours.
Yeah, you know you're a little toxico. He's not.
That's because your origin story, your villain origin story, happened when that girl left you and everything was happening to you in your life.
Yes, right?
He had a girlfriend that, like, what, car accident?
Yeah, and so the same day I crashed my first car, I was 18, I totaled it completely. Boom! And I had no insurance and just went, bah! And then I got sued by that family or whatever. And then my great-grandpa died the same day. So immediately from there, like, my back was still hurting. And then it's like, well, we got to go to San Jose. Mm-hmm. So I went to San Jose. And then I came back on Friday. And then I text this girl. She lived, like, around the corner from me. So I was going to go see her. And then I was just, like, going to walk over there. And then she's like, wow, you seem like you have a lot going on. Like, we should probably just break up. And I was like, wow. Yeah. Now she does eyebrows. So
dumbass bitch.
Yeah, she don't have that much going on. But that's okay.
Girls that do eyebrows do have stuff going on, and you
heard
that.
Yeah, nah. We're talking about this one stupid dumb ass bitch. I left the homie when he was going through it.
Yeah, I was going through it.
I don't like that stupid dumb eyebrow bitch. Shout out all the eyebrow
so
girls.
That's why he's a villain to every girl that goes through it. Like, ill problem, not mine.
Run away,
run away, love.
That is big.
Hey, damn, Angie, get your card, dude. That's still funny to me.
Why?
It's not funny.
He's so invested in my relationship.
He loves you
like,
so
I'm
much.
Honestly, I am in a very happy relationship.
You are, because he knows to take care of you.
These shoes, he bought me for them.
No way. Yeah. Those are fly.
He pays for my nails.
And he treats her well.
Like, I'm happy.
Angie, I'm married, and I mean, that doesn't happen to me.
Yeah, I mean, he got me the socks. He got me another pair of shoes.
Run it up, baby girl. Hey, ask him to buy me, please.
They probably fit you.
Yeah, to get to you, he has to go through the bestie. Come on, tú ya sabes.
Wait, okay, so like... Yeah, what so no questions? Divider. So no divider.
No, no dividers. We're happy in hotels. We're very happy.
That's very grown up.
Yeah.
That's very good.
That's why, like, you guys are still, like, trying to have your mom cook for you and, like...
She's very excitable.
Yeah.
Yeah. That shit gives me sneaking Link vibes.
How so?
What happened the other day, Vic, where you're like, you couldn't figure something out, but it was like a...
Oh, because of the coffee shit.
Oh.
I thought I got instant
there's
coffee.
Like things that you, there's
oh,
levels.
You were
so ladies,
it.
I know you want to trap him, but just know that this would be your type of man. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, so I went to the store and I was like, man, I'm going to save money because I always spend a lot of money on coffee during the week. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm going to think smarter, not harder. Mm-hmm. And I went to the store and
you,
I got.
You were telling me at the liquor store, remember?
Yeah, I got a bag of coffee that I was like, oh, instant coffee. Boom, I'll make it. Add my own creamer, da, 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 da. And then it turned out that I didn't get the right coffee bag. It wasn't instant coffee. It was the kind that you need.
Coffee grounds.
Coffee grounds that you need to put like the filter. And then I made the coffee without a filter.
And then he had it like in a cup like this, right?
Yeah.
And so he's drinking it like, oh my gosh, these crystals, they're not dissolving. They're kind of chunky.
The whole time.
It was just all over my tongue, all the grounds. Yeah. And I was like, damn, they should have dissolved by now. It's crazy.
Maybe it's the container.
So I drank like some coffee. This shit had me hyped, bro. I was like, thank you for one of those crazy. You love the Southern California Toyota dealer.
But yes. So yeah, it's just certain happened. Things
so,
that we
yeah,
gotta...
something I'm still learning. I'm a work in progress. You feel me? Like, you feel me?
Damn. It's hotel is crazy. I gotta start doing that.
Hey. By this time, next podcast episode, we just want to get you guys aware that we're probably going to be in a new office.
Woo!
Can you talk about that?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Shout out the new office. We're like in a gang in the new office.
Yeah. That's right.
You got to like climb walls to get in
there. Yeah, it's cool.
But it's cool as shit.
It's worth it.
And the city's nice.
The vibe. You guys are going to see. Yeah. We've been jumping around. And thank you.
Shout out to So-So and them from The Watch.
No, but these fools.
Oh,
the Wrecking Spot.
The Wrecking
Spot.
The Wrecking
home.
Spot has held us down
I
for the past
the
month
spot.
And a half.
Go book with them.
Shout out to Projector Space LA, too. That's helped us out. Where else have we recorded?
Shout out Duno.
Duno's
office.
Yeah.
The old office.
The old office.
Yeah. It doesn't exist anymore.
There's been so many places that let us, and Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify.
There's been so many places that have let us borrow their spot.
We've been homeless, literally.
We have.
Yeah.
And so now we have our own spot, so hopefully by next episode we get to see you.
And the setup, we like, was coming together. Shout out Letty, was like very on it about the setup, the sound. So,
yeah.
Bro, we went on a Home Depot run as a team. Oh, no, we're not the Home Depot. What did we do? IKEA. I got injured by Vic and his son.
Yeah. You guys got
baby mom, I'm suing.
Hey, maybe you could call Esther.
Because literally, I got fucking literally
injured. Have you been injured?
Come on, fucking Esther. I might call Esther on fucking Vic and his kid.
Okay.
That's crazy because Esther, the lawyer, can help get you compensated for your injuries.
Literally, my sister hurt.
Estrada Law Group is a Latina-owned personal injury law firm focused on catastrophic injury like Duno's ankle and wrongful death based in L.A. and ran by our prima, Esther Estrada. Esther.
Please go tap in with Esther. Latina Bays, they doing their shit. Shout out to homegirl.
Yeah. That's right.
But literally, I might have to sue Vic and his son and IKEA because goddamn. So we're in this fucking thing, right?
Well, that is the commercial finish.
Yeah, so wait, that's actually funny that you say that because she believes in representation with compassion. She's going to be very compassionate.
Damn, that would be there. Crazy if she represents Duno against you.
It can't, it's the same LLC. We can't do it, can't do it. But she speaks your language. Esther's one of us. But like, just like that, she's a smart cousin that became a lawyer, got all successful and shit, but still keeps it real.
Yeah, so facts.
Follow Esther the lawyer. At Esther the Lawyer and at Estrada Law Group on Instagram and mention Brown Bag for a free consultation.
Please.
Fire. Yeah. Hey, Duno, if you need a witness, homie.
Hey, relax. Yeah. Okay, you gotta relax.
They're
okay.
plotting on you.
Okay, so let's
not even my me, son Vic. Did
it.
Not
it
even
was
me.
My son.
Whoa. Sue his mom.
Sue his social security. Sue his social security number, not mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fucking so me and Letty, I had already injured myself, right, Letty?
Yeah.
Like right before I walked in, I cracked myself.
Yeah, you hear
Bam.
That?
Bam.
So then, you're not helping your cause.
Okay, we're going to get there. Letty wanted to fucking take us around IKEA Maximo. And,
no, I asked you fuckers when we first stepped in, do you guys want to go to the marketplace or do you guys want to go to the showroom? Because we could go straight to the marketplace. And you guys wanted to go to the showroom. And everybody knows that IKEA, once you go to the showroom,
there's
literally
back.
No turning back. Yes, they have little like spots where you could get in the cut and figure it out. But we had to go all the way through the whole thing.
I thought
the
marketplace was the warehouse.
The showroom. There's a showroom.
By the way, I didn't know they
sell marketplace.
Food. I didn't know they sell food in IKEA.
Yeah. Me and Angie have gone for the food.
I was like at all.
Yeah.
And Duno left a present.
125.
And I took a shit there.
Yeah, he took like a 20-minute shit.
He took a shit like my dad
IKEA.
Takes a shit. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what I had ate before, but it was vicious, brothers.
They don't deserve that. The employee should sue you.
Yo.
But look, okay.
The homie made a deposit.
Yeah. Look, he left his Swedish meatballs.
Oh. Hey, look. So we're chilling, and fucking little Vic's like just being wild. So I'm like, all right, motherfucker, you want to be bad? So he was in the car, that's already. He's like, stop, Duno! Stop! And then Vic's just laughing. So we're walking, but we have the big ass one, like the one where you could put a fucking house on.
Yeah. It's not like a regular car. It just has the like a dolly almost, like a big dolly.
Oh no, mames! I'm walking, but I think Vic and little Vic, they're having like a dad and son moment. They're like looking at everything, and they just crack me in my heel.
Duno's walking in front of them, so they
bad.
Hit.
Yeah. I felt so bad
because Maximo was like, "Hey, fool, you're good." Because my leg, like I'm big, fool. So that shit made bro my leg. It went like. Pfft.
No, yeah. he made like Duno made a sound I never heard him like make before. He's oh no! like it was like a genuine like not fucking around like oh, and I was like, oh shit, we killed Duno.
No, but it's funny because that thing in front of me were like. What were you buying? We're getting the carpet.
Yeah.
With your bowls.
My bowls.
You. Oh, your fucking bowls.
What's wrong with my bowls that I paid for?
There's nothing wrong with your bowls. Okay. I'm just saying. You were like, you know, this bowls looks good for selling. I was like, Letty, they're bowls.
Yeah.
But I bumped Letty. Wow. Yeah. It was like a fucking domino effect. Like, boom, boom. And Letty's like, what happened? I was like,
he was Peter Griffin.
Literally. Okay, so, usually you get over shit like that. Fool no mames, on Friday, right before I was on set on the movie, and I was like, hey, fool, my fucking ankles.
Can you take off your socks so I can see it?
You can't see it. Like, it's not.
Just let me see a little bit.
No, it's just a torn Achilles.
Yeah. It's a torn Achilles.
Oh, shit.
But then I'm like this.
He says
then,
no freaking.
But then I'm on set, and the homie's like, why do you keep touching your fucking? And I'm like, fool, that shit hurts. And I told him what happened. He's like, fool, Loki. Yes, he's like, your ligaments are probably like sprained or something. I was like, but I was stretching the other day, and I was like, damn, I'm getting a cramp right there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking sue the fuck out of little Vic and his dad. And the baby mama, she's getting sued too.
No, Allie's amazing.
Shout out Allie, but
I love. Have you told Allie that little Vic jumped his first wall?
Yeah.
Messing around with us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was super excited about it. He was scared. He was so scared at first.
You
like,
were
just
so...
Do it.
You're like, Vic, just jump.
You're like, no, make us look bad right now as a team. Fucking jump.
I get like that, huh?
Yeah. No, but it's like we work so hard so that our kids don't have to go. Because that's low-key some, like, street shit. Like, knowing how to jump walls and shit.
I like how we're all excited for it. Like, hey, jump all right
and
here.
And then he was like, no, Ned, I don't want to. And then Vic's like,
you better fucking jump this fucking... better do this shit right now for
the jump this fucking wall. You better rob this car. You better fucking tag on this wall right now, you little motherfucker.
Yeah, when you're on dad mode, we're all like...
Yeah. Don't look.
We gotta tell him about it.
No. Because then Ali's gonna hit up Esther.
It wasn't even hard. It wasn't like.
Just remember that I said no. Go ahead.
Yeah.
It wasn't aggressive.
No. It was just like, it was like a reflex of like, I don't even know where it came from. My ancestors or something. I was like, and I was like, oh, I'm at IKEA. Like, what am I even doing? I don't even spank him. So that's why it was funny. I was just trying to get him off.
No, it's because fucking Little Vic's hilarious. I feel like jumping on shit, but I think
he got too excited.
He's thinking.
Once he jumped the wall, he thought like, "Hey, what else can I jump?"
Hey, that fool's thinking like, "My dad's not gonna act up because we're like in
he's and
we're
with the group." Like that.
So you know he's that fool even laid down in a bed and fucking he told Josh, "Hey, cameraman, record me."
Yeah, he told that. He literally said that.
And
he's
Josh
like, "Cameraman,
like,
get a load of this,
little custer."
And Josh was like, "Little custer."
Yeah.
Like, you know,
Josh don't give a fuck.
Then he went and did it.
And Josh, bro, but Josh and fucking Little Vic bonding is hilarious.
Yeah.
Talk about some random shit and Little just fucking record. So then this fool gets on the like on a fucking little table, but he's like being bad, you know, he's being like a badass. Yeah. And then we're like laughing. Me and Letty are entertaining that fool. Like, yeah, go ahead, little.
No, I'm doing a video vlog. Like, I'm talking to the camera, so it's recording it.
Oh, yeah.
And he's jumping, and then all you see is Vic in the background of my little interview, like, just spanking little Vic.
Get the fuck off.
Yeah, like, let's move this way.
And then Josh is like, yep, I got you, Vic.
Got him!
But it was funny, because little Vic was like, Like for a little bit, hasn't got a discipline in a long time.
Yeah, he was so confused. But I don't even know why I did it because I felt like he doesn't normally act like that. Mm-hmm. So him getting like he literally like put his whole belly on the table and was just like, ah,
he's like, get down.
I'm like, what are you doing?
And then we're like in there like, yeah, we got you, Vic. But I was like, oh, they're full on dad mode right now, Pops. And then they cracked me. Damn.
Shout out to the fool we met at IKEA.
Oh, the one that was like.
Yeah.
Oh, that one for you.
I forgot his name.
He's
like, I love you guys.
It's in the chat. I know you put it in the chat.
I remember he
Pete.
Had
Pete.
Pete.
Pete. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Pete.
The blue
Peter.
Fucking that fool had the blue Vans.
Yep. Shout out Pete, man.
I also got a DM that I wanted to shout out.
But damn, that shit was funny.
Like, shout out to Brian. He said, y'all help my day go by quick, delivering in this hot-ass sun, but if possible, to get a shout-out for me and my boys, Mitch and Jay, the mailman.
Mailman gang.
It's not the mailman because they're part of the community for real.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I feel like they're always just doing random shit. Like, they walk in like, hey. I feel like the mailman see everything we don't see.
Yeah.
Hey, did you ever try to eat a girl's ass while you guys tagged together?
No, that's not me in that video.
Oh.
You keep getting tagged in it, huh?
Yes.
They're even tagging me. They're like, look at Duno.
They said that's
your dream.
No, it's not. And by the way, he's eating her ass, and they're like, people know you don't tag on truck that day. It's gonna get buff.
It was a post office truck.
Yeah, it's like it's a buff. Like it's not gonna last very long. You know, it's rare if they do. But and she's toy as fuck. She's like fucking
terrible.
You're
so jealous.
But also, I'll be toy too. Somebody's trying to eat my ass while I'm getting the tag. She's like,
yeah, that was crazy. What was her name? Hey, because they're from out here, so let's not call them toy, because they might.
No, if you're fucking, I have homies that are toy. Like, when I'm toy, I do drunk shit. Like, I'm like.
Bleh. When you're drunk, you do toy shit.
Yeah, when I'm drunk, I do toy shit. Yeah, exactly. But, bro, that's.
Exclusive Knicks preview.
Excuse the Knicks preview. But before I seen that video, I was trying to eat her. That food's a maniac, food.
Yeah. That was wild. It was so like he looks like disoriented, like impulsive behavior,
like,
and then he's like trying to tag right after.
And
like,
you could tell that she's used to it because she's just like
crazy. Food.
Yeah.
Like, what? Why would she wear jeans and not like shorts or something? Like, if that's their get down, you know? Like, why is she making it harder for the homie?
She probably doesn't want it to be the get down.
That's his get down.
Yeah.
No, but
and she probably wears jeans on purpose, so it's harder.
Yes.
For him. That's weird.
Yeah, super weird. We're trying to eat her ass, and you know how many crimes that is if she wasn't okay with that? Like, that's a lot of crimes at
that's
one time.
Like, that's like indecent exposure. Yeah. Like
indecent exposure, tagging on a federal thing.
Oh, my God.
Fucking eating ass.
Eating ass is not a crime.
In public.
Yeah.
That fool just trying to maniac it out, huh?
That's like the most wild thing you can do in 3 seconds. Like, he did it all. Like,
yep.
3 seconds of the wildest shit you could do.
And then imagine the fool that's recording, he's just like, oh, some little fucking fool's tagging down there. Wait. They're also eating each other's ass.
No, but you know what's crazy? Whenever you record something, everybody misses like a certain part that gets you to start recording. So he must have seen some shit before
where
that.
He was like, I need to catch this.
Yes. So whatever we didn't see was probably even crazier.
Yeah.
I have the best video of when I'm in the valley. I was in the valley I'm sitting in my car waiting for my food. It's like in the middle of the night. I'm like in the ghetto in the valley. I don't know where I'm at, but it's grimy. Mm-hmm. Food banging on each other across the street. I'm just like chilling. And some girl's like on the phone with her man, like, stupid motherfucker, get off my Hulu. Fuck you. I hate you. I hate you. Stupid. And she's like, and then she's putting it on her hood. And I'm like, oh, bro, I have the video of my reaction.
Okay, without him saying anything else, what part of the valley is he from? Where was he at? He said, ghetto, the Hulu shit. Say it on, in count of three, right? All right. One, two, three. Panorama Pacoima. City.
I love Pacoima, though.
I love Pacoima, too, but I feel like it's Panorama City, well, right?
Or Panorama City.
Yeah. What city was
I
it?
I think either one of those.
One of the P's in the valley.
It's just a little more hood.
You know, yeah, it's just a little more hood, yeah.
That the valley, I don't know where it divides.
Yeah,
Van Nuys wouldn't be an option, but
yeah, Van Nuys by 39. I don't know the division in the valley.
You know what?
Like, I don't know the division. The division, like, I don't know when the cities, because the roads go for so fucking long.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I know the difference between Glendale and like LaSalle Park. I feel like there's like a bridge that like the freeway, you know. But in the valley, I feel like it's just all.
Well, I mean, I don't. I'm not too familiar with the valley, but I know like in LA, the architecture is way different in different cities, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, like East LA is built like Mexico, literally.
And it's
like
it's Echo like, Park looks different than Silver Lake, like little shit.
Oh, you know what?
With the burbs, man. That's it.
Nah, I don't.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. I get where you can see where they kind of blur.
Because you know the difference between like Glendale and Glacelle.
Yeah.
Like to me, Glendale's like very like Pretty Little Liar vibes. Mm-hmm. And then Glacelle is more like.
Why are you calling me a pretty little liar?
Oh my God, stop. Hold on, see, now I want to know what city this girl was from.
I'm a pretty little honester. What are you doing in our subscriber chat, you fucking fuckface?
Horny in our chat?
Trying to eat their ass while they tag?
That what?
Do you have a singing contest with in the chat?
Is it Duno?
I don't know. They're telling me right now that they want to hear your vocals. Wow.
Don't act dumb.
I don't know.
You fan fucker?
Fan fucker.
Fucking fan fucker. Subscriber fan fucker. You will only see this fan fucking.
Super subscriber fan fucker.
Super subscriber fan fucker.
Hey, if you want some fan fucking, get into the subscriber chat. Brown Bag Pod on Instagram.
That sounds like the name of the
episode. I've done a single battle with all of them, though. So okay, maybe it's that one.
They're saying that it needs to go down between.
Okay, she's the only one that sang back the one time I was singing the Ivan Cornejo, I think.
And you got all wet, huh?
I had to check my mom the other day because she was being like a senora vibes, like judgmental senora to my sister. Mm-hmm. And I was like...
The baby or the...
No, the middle one, Tabri. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, Mom, like, listen to yourself. You sound like that lady that used to judge you that you hated. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, don't
That's
tell her,
That's good
like,
that you could take it, that you did that, though. That,
yeah, because I'm like, Mom, like listen
to yourself.
It takes
that awareness sometimes because you get... You just... You're modeled. Behavior that's been modeled to you, so that's what you repeat.
And so I had to tell her. And I was like, look, you're telling my sister, like, oh, as a mother, you shouldn't do this or do that. And I'm just like, Mom, when have you ever told me that? Like, I was her same age going to Miami doing all the shit. Yeah. Like, you never once told me, oh, how dare you leave your
son
at home.
Yeah, as a dad. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, that's fucked up. Yeah. Like, you know, and obviously, like, you know, we all make mistakes. But like, and then she did kind of realize, like, at first she was fighting and then she was like, I do sound like that. Huh? I was like, you do, Mom. I was like, check yourself. You're not that old.
Yeah.
You don't want to be that old, bitter lady.
You don't
got
to be that.
You know?
I do that. I
that's
do that.
Beautiful. Yeah.
I do that with Erica sometimes.
Mm. I'd be
like, she'd be like, these fucking little hood rats. I'm like, Erica, you don't be judging people. Miss ran away at 12. All right? Like, you let people be.
Yeah.
They want to fucking suck a million cocks. You let them suck a million cocks. It's none of your business. Or like you know what's a good thing about my mom? Like, my mom be on viejita vibes sometimes. But the other day, she was like, oh, they're so loud. I'm like, Mom, have you heard me and your three other kids? Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, you can't be like that. Don't be like that.
Yeah. It just takes each other noticing it. And then sooner or later, you're noticing it about yourself. Yeah, like, hey, I got to check myself. I'm being this crazy.
Yeah. You know what's good at doing that? Cookie. She'd be like, dude, don't be like that.
Cookie's amazing.
And I'd be like, I'd be catching myself sometimes. I'd be like,
Everyone loves Cookie, by the way. What do you got to say to all the
fans loves Cookie
in the chat?
You should get a shirt that says everyone loves Cookie.
Yeah. Shout out Cookie.
Everyone wants Cookie.
She's a mama weeds.
They got to stop dropping cookies in the chat.
Does it make you feel weird that
really?
Like
no.
Cookie's just you with hair and they like her a lot?
Why does it make me feel weird?
I don't know because...
Like they're attracted to you.
Yeah, in a way.
In a way.
I know, it's
respectfully,
hard.
You know?
Nah, fuck it. She's cool. But me and Cookie, we're like, she's only 3 years older than me.
Piggy's
so
awesome.
Like, so we're like gang, fool. Like, you know, like, yeah. I'll go to her and just she won't be doing nothing. I'll just smack the shit out of her head.
I have a bottle of fucking Tres Generaciones for her because she says she likes it.
Yeah, she does.
Mm-hmm. I got a bottle.
Shout out. I like that shot.
Shout out. Can you please?
Tres Generaciones.
We are so no sabo.
How do I say Tres Generaciones?
Generaciones.
Generaciones. Don't get at me because I seen a comment on TikTok where they're like, are they no sabos? If not, I'm not going to watch. Like, bitch, because we're Mexican-American?
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
It's just talking shit, but and talk like, your shit, because guess what? The right people are going to find us that we're for, and that's it. And there's different strokes for different folks.
I'm going to say there's no
we
white.
We ain't for you, dog.
I was going to say there's no white blood, but fucking this guy, huh?
What are you talking about?
I was like, there's no white blood running through our veins.
There's not.
There's a lot of white blood.
There's not.
Mm-hmm. 70%, brother. Fuck.
Yeah. But next podcast episode, when we're in our own spot, we'll be drinking. We haven't drank.
Oh, yeah.
Have we not drank?
Mm-mm. But we could. That's a good celebration.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't.
Shout out to Michi Chui.
Yeah, shout out to Michi Chui.
Hey, they did the shit. They did that everybody shit loved Grupo them at Grupo Frontera.
Everyone felt what we always feel. Yes. That once you get one, two drinks in,
yep. Funny, they were time, booming.
Every time they see us, we lock eyes and they're like,
they already
we're
know.
We're besties.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Love Michi
shout
Chui.
Out Darla.
I love that.
Or Darlene, whichever one you choose to go by today.
Yeah.
And Chui.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Hey, the homie leveled up. I saw him.
Hey, we were talking about that.
Hey, the homie leveled up. He got the Versace glasses on while he's working.
Chewy?
I was like, okay, my boy.
Hey, that and they had a fucking, had a cameraman with them.
Yeah. Oh, I saw their
like
cameraman.
Like a legit-ass cameraman.
That fool was like, fucking
and he was
them.
Mixing the fucking cantaritos, like, all like those fools on Instagram. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
They're
like,
content creators.
They figured it out. Hey, like, they figured it out.
Honestly, they're our homies.
Yeah.
But we're going to claim them. We're going to say where the fucking we found them.
Oh, yeah.
We did. We discovered them.
Yeah, because.
Those are people's.
One time I think I went to the Palladium, and them fools were fucking, they were serving fucking micheladas at for Valentino Khan.
Like Michi Chui was.
And I'm like, and then we walk in and they're from there, they're like.
They're so awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, what the fuck?
I love running into homies when they're working and we're like just elevating. Like, it's the best feeling ever. Like,
yeah, because
you're coming with us. Like, we're all elevating. We're all going up together.
Like, when did we meet him? Episode what?
10.
Full episode
the one that never came out?
No.
Well, it did come out. It was live streaming.
Oh, yeah, it was live streaming.
Vic,
yeah.
Please don't bring up the past.
Sorry.
Yeah, the glitch. But only the hot chip.
Yes, hot chip challenge.
Yeah.
Why don't we just do that again?
Oh, no.
That is episode 10.
Okay, a couple other things of note. Shout out to Grupo Frontera for being an interview.
Yes.
We started our episode 100.
Yes.
Or was it
101?
101 with an interview. We're doing more interviews this season.
That's right.
So expect to see the unexpected. We'll interview exes.
Exes? Yeah, my ex will be down to come. We might have to like cover her face, but I think she'll come.
I like that. Like on Gangland or something?
Yeah.
Like,
in like a dark room?
I thought you meant like with a... Never mind.
Yeah, my scene.
Bag over there.
Yeah.
Sounds like murder.
No, that's how she had him.
Wait,
and anyway, and more episodes coming, more vlogs coming.
Yep.
More adventures.
That's
more
right.
Shows.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Oh yeah.
No, I can't wait to go to Texas. Just
yeah, we're planning a little Tory tour.
Yeah. It'll be horse.
See, the thing is, like, what drives you guys and what drives me is totally different, and that's why I hate this shit. Because you guys are gonna go to be fucking bang bros, and I'm gonna go to be fucking, and then I'm gonna be upset because I'm gonna be fucking banging on your doors like, we gotta prep, we gotta fucking get this shit together.
I'm coming, Lady.
Literally.
it's all
fun and vibes. Like, it's about the experience and. Could get a little ratchet, but I also just want to like touch the fans out there, you know?
No,
like, yo,
no, not like that. Why you guys always take it like that? Like,
take it like that.
Nah,
fucker.
Yeah,
we gotta touch the people. We gotta touch the people.
Crazy when they're drunk.
Oh, who?
Oh, you, who? Who fucking
you?
Around?
You.
Who's you?
You. Who?
Her.
Who's that?
Angie.
Aww.
It's a fucking demon right there.
No, she's not. She's fine. No pasa nada.
Anyways, that was episode
102. 102.
102, baby. We are back.
102. Right. We
got our
you.
Own office now. We're gonna see you guys soon. Press the fucking links. Listen to us on
Spotify.
Subscribe. Buy our merch.
Comment. Buy our merch.
Buy our merch.
Fuck with us, dog.
Subscribe to the chat.
Subscribe to the chat. Yeah, if you guys want to really, you know, get to know the teeth, man, what we're doing before and after.
That's right.
Gracias.
Yeah.
We out.